North Korea uses state-controlled media to put out its threats and official propaganda, so we always know what the top North Korean brass is saying, even if we really can't tell what they might be thinking. But what about North Korea's military rank and file? What's on their minds? The World's Patrick Nguyen tracked down a former North Korean army officer to try to get a sense of that.
I had planned to meet Lee So-yoon at her house in Pyeongtaek, a city in South Korea. But she tells me she's got her 5-year-old there, and it's kind of noisy. So we just end up sitting in her car, outside a cafe, sipping milkshakes. I'm curious to hear what she thought about Americans, back when she was a sergeant in the North Korean army.
Oh, 뭐, 미제는 승냥이. 그다음 미제는 철천지 원수.
Jackals, she says. Blood-sucking vampires. Oh, and Americans are barbarians, too.
Now you're drinking milkshakes with an American. What happened?
Well, what happened was she defected in 2008. Before fleeing her country, Lee spent 10 years as a signals officer, lining up coordinates for artillery cannons pointed across the DMZ. She was in the 4th Division of the Korean People's Army, in a camp located between Pyongyang and Seoul. She slept in a barracks with 30 other women. On her first day in the camp, Lee stepped into the canteen, looked up at the wall, and saw the most amazing food menu she had ever seen.
And it was brilliant, like meat and tofu.
That's the voice of Sona Jo, a Korean filmmaker. She's helping me translate.
And also some of the rice cakes. So I thought, wow, this is Thanksgiving Day every day.
That menu, it was bogus. Instead, the troops were fed rice with bits of corn, and not much of it.
I was always hungry.
North Korean soldiers aren't dumb, Lee says. They know they're poor. But they're told that prosperity will come if only they can destroy the United States.
Why we are so poor? Why we only get clothes every 2 years? Why we are always hungry? It's all because of America. How could we deal with this? We have to kill them.
This small, poor country has developed a missile that has managed to intimidate the most powerful military in the history of human civilization. How are people in the North Korean army feeling right now?
They like it. They like to develop the missile and bomb. Only when you get through all the war against America, you could get real happiness. That's how I learn and that's how we are trained.
Can you give some advice to someone living in California who feels afraid of a nuclear bomb coming from North Korea?
Well, Lee says, don't freak out too much over the sea of fire talk. Over-the-top threats are so routine in North Korea that they've almost lost their meaning. Even when North Koreans argue, she says, they'll say, you're acting like such an American, such a rotten Yankee. North Koreans are bombarded with this heated rhetoric from teachers, from parents, on the radio, and in their marching songs. I asked Lee if she remembers any army songs. Of course, she says. There's one about how soldiers are like bullets in the dear leader's rifle, ready to fire on the enemy. But she has a question.
So her question is the song for dear leader, is it okay to sing it in America?
Can do whatever you want in America. Well, not anything, but you can certainly sing that song.
That was really good. You have a good singing voice, but towards the end you almost forgot something. What would be the punishment for that?
Yeah, of course. I might be punished. So how dare you sing like that? It's the song for our dear leader.
In other words, a public verbal scolding. Those days are long gone for Lee. She's now the president of the New Korea Women's Union, a group that advocates for female defectors in the South. Overall, she says, life is much better. Lee is 41, married to a South Korean with a child in kindergarten. She's also now free to form her own opinions about America, the land of jackals and vampires. So I have to ask.
Do you have a message for the American president, Donald Trump? I'm just curious if there's anything you would like him to know or to understand as he faces this really big challenge. Lee suddenly becomes very deferential, putting down her drink, sitting up straight, measuring her words.
So first, it's really big honor to say to Donald Trump through this radio program. It's my big honor. And second, I personally think Donald Trump is cool guy. He is the man. This is the first president to really say, you North Korean will see the fire.
With fire, fury, and frankly power, the likes of which this world has never seen before.
Lee loved that speech. She enjoys watching Trump threaten the army she once served. She's pretty hawkish. She's not even opposed to the thought of war, though she doesn't talk about what that would mean for South Korea, where she lives with her family. But Lee has a message for regular Americans. Hate the regime if you want, but not the North Korean troops who are indoctrinated from birth.
North Korean soldiers, like, they're human beings, basically. They are just isolated. They're blocked from the outside of the world. They haven't experienced happiness.
For the world, Patrick Nguyen, Pyeongtaek, South Korea.